From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Howard Tate has a voice to be reckoned with.
Stop. Baby, can't you see that I can't take it no more?
In the 1960s, he sang soul music that was as cool as lemonade and as hot as a deep fryer.
If you keep it up, I'm gonna go through the floor. That's what's gonna happen, baby. Never knew how good a love could be. Love is gonna make a fool of me.
Elvis Costello once referred to him as the missing link between Jackie Wilson and Al Green. Tate made three killer albums, some singles for five different labels, and in the late 1970s, he left the music business. As late as 2001, many believed he had also left this life. But Tate had just gone missing. After a battle with addiction and homelessness, Howard Tate became a preacher and a drug counselor, and today he's back in a big way.
63 days clean and sober. When you're on top of the world, you're gonna fall over.
He has a new CD called Blue Day, is doing live shows, and happens to be in our bureau in New York. Howard Tate, welcome back.
Thank you, Leanne.
Were you aware that people thought you had passed on?
No, I wasn't. I really wasn't, and I was quite shocked when I found out. I ran into a singer with the Blue Notes. And he says, I'm going to give you a phone number to this disc jockey named Phil Kasdan. He's been on the radio saying that, you know, they've got it out, that you're dead. And I was quite shocked, Leanne. I really didn't believe it. And after I called Phil Kasdan up, and he says, man, everybody's been looking for you and looking for you, and we just assumed you were dead, but I didn't believe that. And lo and behold, here you are, and you're alive.
Bishop Tate, well, we're going to do a little church. Well, here's your gospel. Well, somebody out there needs it.
You've been quoted as saying that this album, Blue Day, is the one that you've wanted to do for three decades. What do you mean?
This album took me back to my roots. It's just a great album produced very well by John Tivins, and it took me back where I belong, and I'm just thrilled over this album.
It's been described as all killer and no filler.
That's a good way to describe this album.
Now John Tivins and with some collaborators wrote these songs for you. Why did they appeal to you?
Well, you know, because so much in these songs was a reflection back on my life and what transpired down through the years, and they just hit home. When we look at the Miss Beehive song, it reflects on what happened in my life, too.
Sitting at the top of the charts, on her finger is a wedding ring. She should be feeling so pretty, got the world.
Drug addiction and a lot of heartaches and pain and suffering, tears. But I'll tell you, I think they were thinking of Howard Tate when they wrote many of these songs.
Miss Beehive is about Amy Winehouse.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I've seen her once on the Emmy Awards, I think it was. And it just reflects what's going on in her life. And, you know, lo and behold, it's the same thing that went on in my life.
She's riding high, but she'll fall right off. A legendary infamy punk, Miss Beehive, like a misbehave.
You caution her about being a victim of her success. In some things that I've read, it was written that you were the victim of failures to be paid, failure of your records to sell. Is that accurate?
That's right. That's exactly accurate. That's what drove me to the drugs in the first place, you know. Back there in the day, you know, we just didn't get paid. At least black artists didn't get paid back there in the day, you know, because things wasn't set up the way they are now, you know, with the managers. So we had no protection, and who knows what happened to the money, you know, along the way.
Why did you want to get back in the game?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, when I was on the drugs and homeless, I never thought I could recover from that. It was the fight of my life, the hardest fight I ever fought. And I was so thrilled and happy when God set me free from being a drug addict. And I wanted to share that with those that's out there suffering. But they need to know there's hope. And the hope lies in God. So that's why I decided to come back.
I'm good. I'm good, I'm good. Good and good.
Howard Tate, you know, I'm looking at a picture of you that was taken about the time that you released the tune Stop. Man, you have what looks like, I mean, a fade haircut. I mean, it's about 4 inches high, and you're wearing a smart sweater with stripes and a white shirt and a tie. I heard that Joe Tex is the guy who taught you how to dress.
That's right. Joe, yes, Joe taught me how to dress. I didn't know how to dress. When they called me on stage, the young ladies, you know, they just went to running and screaming. And they, when they saw how I was dressed, I saw the frowns come over their faces. And Joe got in touch with me and told me, he said, look, here's what you do. You go here and get your suits made. This is where you get your jewelry and all that. He hooked me up.
Yeah, you apparently were given some money to go buy a suit. And, you know, you put most of it in your pocket and went out and got
exactly.
A cheap one.
They gave me, well, what happened is they gave me $1,000 and said, get something to wear. So, you know, I thought $1,000, I don't need to spend $1,000 to get something to wear. I went down and bought a pair of $6.95 knob-toe shoes. And I saw a suit, and it was shiny. It cost $49, I think, and that's what I bought.
I'm going to give you a chance to pick a song you'd like us to end with.
Blue Day, title of the album.
She took the magazine, the books, the bed, and the chair.
Howard Tate, his new CD on Evidence Records is called Blue Day. The producer and songwriter is John Tiven, and Howard Tate joined us from our New York bureau. Howard, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
It's not going to be green. It's not going to be a red day. It's going to be a blue.
You can hear songs from Howard Tate's latest album, Blue Day, at nprmusic.org.